Hello, everyone. I am Dr. D from 96B4U Media. So we're going to talk about manifestation. And sometimes it's hard to grasp because we don't get what we want at the exact moment we get it. Let me rephrase it. We don't get it the exact moment we think we should have it, and as fast. So let's look at some of the things that might have happened or could be a blockage for you, if you will. Number one, are you prepared to receive what you're requesting? Are you adaptable enough to be able to walk in what you're asking for? So if you want $1 million, are you prepared to have that $1 million? Do you know what it takes to be a millionaire? Now, getting the money and having the mindset can be a little bit different because we're used to doing things a certain way, maybe struggling to get to pay our bills, to get food, get clothes. That could be where we're at, but we want $1 million. We want to be a millionaire. And being a millionaire, what is it for? Would you want it to continue your legacy? Would you want it to buy things, things like most expensive cars, most expensive house, just to build up with toys and have and be a richer hoarder, if you will. And not knocking it, if that's what you want, then you do that. But what is the purpose of you being a millionaire? How does it help others as well as yourself? And what are you doing or going to do when you become a millionaire to help yourself and others? Now, is it going to build you character? Is it going to give you a different mindset? What do you think being a millionaire is? What it being like? These are the questions you need to ask yourself. That, yeah, I want to be a millionaire. And honey, ain't nothing wrong with it if that's what you want. But are you prepared for it? Are you able to sit at the table and be a millionaire? Now, there are a lot of cases where gamblers that have won millions and millions of dollars are the brokest and the saddest, because with more money, as Biggie would say, comes responsibility. Are you ready for the responsibility? You will have all kinds of people coming out of the woodwork. People that said your friends, they were your friends or weren't your friends, now they want to be your best friends. Your family members that they broke and they want you to fund their business, their homies, they this or that, their dreams. They want to take a part of that pie. They want to be part of that. They want to be part of that success. They want you to be responsible for them. And there's nothing wrong if you want to do that, but coming up with a plan. If you have a business or want to start a business, first thing you got to do is write up a business plan. What is your mission statement? What is the profitability and the productibility of the product or whatever you're selling. What are you selling? Is it a service? Is it a product? How is it going to get made? You need to be able to explain it from A to Z so where it gets in the customer's hand. Okay, and what is your projection of your customers that you would actually want? What does your customer look like? So most people say you got to have a niche. Is it a woman? Is it a man? Is it all women? Is it all men? Is it, you know, Asian community? Is it the black community? Is it a white community? Is it metaphysics? Is it Christians? Is it Judaism? Is it just so many different labels? You see what I'm saying? What is it? You know, is it in the health field? Is it in the hospitality field? Is it in the music field? Is it in the book field? Like, where is it? Where is it that you want this business? Where do you see it? Does you want it to be in the state you're in? Do you want it to be in another state? Do you know the taxes you're going to have to pay? Do you know how to set it up? These are key questions of just, it's fine to go in there, get an LLC, an incorporation and stuff. But at the end of the day, do you know what you're doing and what you want? Do you know what the end goal? Do you know if you want it to be on the stock market? These are all questions that you need to ask yourself if this is what you want. You know, even down to a restaurant. What does it take to run a restaurant? What do you know about a restaurant? You know, find some models of what you basically want and look at it, study it before wisely. What you also need to do, or, you know, you're getting this money, a tax person, a financial person, a CPA, a certified accountant. That's who you need to have on your team. You need to have a lawyer on your team. You're building up the people by your side that you need to help you with this business of you being in a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? So we don't think about those things. A lawyer, a CPA, a financial advisor, setting up a board of people and trustees to help with the decisions that are being made. We don't think about that. What is it worth to you to have these things? What do you need to clean it up? To make sure that your money's going out. So you want to be a humanitarian and just give it away. But what cause are you feeding? You know, what are you? You know what I'm saying? It's endless questions if you want to be a millionaire. Now, you say you want a house. What kind of house do you want? What does your house look like? What does it feel like? What's around your house? What's in your house? What is your house capable of doing? What is the house for? Is it a vacation home? Is it a forever home? Is it in the States? Is it in another country? I mean, what is it? Think about it. What does that house look like, feel like, smell like, and maybe even taste like? What do you visualize yourself doing in this particular house? Because this is what you want to manifest. What is surrounded in this house? What do you need to do to get this house? You know, is it your credit? Work on your credit. Is it that you need more finances? Then how can you do that? What are the steps you need to take to make sure you can up your game in financial field? What can it do? What can it do? So these are things that I want you to think about when you're saying, I want to manifest. You know what? I want to manifest. I am the best that I am every night. Every day that I wake up, that I'm further along in my spiritual growth and I'm always being blessed. I mean, just saying, just an example. So when you think about that, is that helping me? Yes, it's helping me, serving me for personal growth. Is it helping somebody else? Yes, it is, because I'm taking what I'm saying and I'm giving some lessons. Now, what they choose to do with those lessons is their business, not mine. It's not my decision to make, and it's okay. They don't have to listen to me, and I shouldn't be upset. But when you're young and you're coming up and you're being what we call a life coach, a life source of information, coaching. You're giving this information and you're giving the best you got. And they hear you, but they don't hear you. They're not prepared to hear your message. So they take what you say, but they don't apply it to their life. So, but then they come back next week, got the same question, the same problem over and over again. Like, and you'd be like, well, didn't I just, what did you, and takeaway. So what I learned when you have children and you're going through something like that, okay, I've said what I said. And I asked them, what did you hear me say? And they'll paraphrase it to make sure. And I'm like, And if they didn't get it, I said, now I'm going to repeat it again. Then I want you to tell me in your own words of what I said. So this is what I do with my children. And sometimes you got to do this. You're not being smart. You're not being condescending, because sometimes our ears can play tricks on you. You hear sometimes what you want to hear and you're not fully glimpsing because you're so excited. You're so, like, people are just antsy. They hear it, but they don't hear the full message. So be sure to be crystal clear that the message that you're seeing And you're saying they're getting it. They're getting it. They're understanding the full, how do I say it? The full meatiness, continent, strength of the information that you're giving. You get, you know what I'm saying now? So once they grasp that, and then they might not know how to put what you're talking about into their life. And you might have to give them some examples. Some people, when you're coaching them, that's what you got to do. You got to give them some examples of some things that they can do, how they can apply what you just told them to their life. Just saying. So with that out the way, you got the financial, you got the certified accountant, you got the lawyer, you got your team built up. And this is not only something I say, but Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he tells you, build up your team of who's going to be there. Find out the assets that are making. Find out. He been rich, been broke there. And he said, there's many people, your first million is the hardest to make. After you become a millionaire the first time, it's not that hard. That's what they say. I don't know about that. I'm not a millionaire. So, you know, maybe need to try to talk to someone and figure it out. If after they got their first million, was it, you know, what? How hard was it after that? But because you can get to a place and it's not a problem. You don't think about it. It's like, okay, well, I lost this, so what? It's not a big deal. Some people lose tens and hundreds and thousands of dollars in a day and don't even blink an eye or crack a sweat. For the average person, that would send them in the hole. That would be devastating. But again, it's about your mindset. So when you're manifesting and you want, what is your mindset? Is it at a poor mentality kind of thinking? Or it's up there rich and high and confident that you know you are endless and everything and all doors, all windows, every opportunity are being blessed at your feet. So you're given these opportunities. Are you using them? And how to recognize an opportunity from a bus. That's what you got to be concerned with and figure out if it's for you or if it's not for you. And if it's not for you, to be able to make the right decisions and a healthy decision to let it go and move on to the next. That is a very key point and very, very important for you to really know. So you're saying, okay, this is for me, this is not for me. Okay, you got it. Now, as you're working on yourself of manifesting, clear out all the things you don't need. Get rid of it. Throw it in the trash. Donate it. If it's worth it, donate it. Whether it's clothes, items, books, whatever, go to the library. Let me tell you, I wanted to go to Thailand and I was ready to go and I had a house full of furniture. Let me tell you, I packed it up, took the books, knew what I was going to do, planned it, and took them to Clearwater Library and gave them the books. Good luck, toodles, and it was done. And I mean, there was a lot of books in my library. And I gave them the books. And I kept it moving. Then the other stuff, I sold it on Let It Go or Offer Up or whatever it was at the time and Craigslist. And I sold what I could. And the rest I just took, okay, and I made sure I called me a taxi. I had my taxi ready for the day that I was going to go. So when the taxi come, we boom, boom, we were out of there. You feel what I'm saying? So nothing was blocking me from getting what I wanted to get. Nothing was blocking. It was a done deal. So everything that I needed to, I had in a bag and we went boom, boom. We were out of there. Didn't worry about it. Didn't concern myself about it. It was like whatever it is, and kept it moving. Kept it moving. Got in, got at the airport. Didn't even worry about it. Got to Thailand, Bangkok, spent time, got to know, just traveled around. Went to the Philippines, went to Korea, went to China, went to Laos, just did the darn thing. And when I told someone before I started this trip, it was around Thanksgiving the year before. And I said, you know what? I'm going to Thailand. And they looked at me like, what? I happen to be in this Unity Spiritual Awareness Church in Logos. I don't remember. In Florida. And I went there. And I know I went there. Went there to meet her so I can meet my adoptive mom in Thailand. So that we connected when I got there, talked to her. We did met Facebook, did that, and I got there. And then I wound up being on the island she was on. So for me, it was phenomenal. It was just totally amazing. For me, great. Ariana Reese is her name. I met her, talked to her, took me in, showed me what I did. Check out the place before I got there to make sure it was okay for me to stay in. And had no problems with it. It was beautiful. So when I got there, beautiful place, stayed, found out, made connections, met more people, went to Chiang Mai, made more connections. You see what I'm saying? I've been doing so many things that it wasn't a problem for me. That I made some mistakes along the way, without a doubt. Some things I wish I would have changed, but now I think about it, everything is a learning and growing situation. So now that I'm there and I'm like, okay, what can I do? I can make things better. So stop harping on your past. If I know what I know today, would I do things different? I don't know. Maybe not. But would I be the same person if I did things differently in my past? I don't think so. So for me, it was a win-win situation, a beautiful situation at that. And I loved that I was able to accomplish a lot of stuff and be part of the different people that I met, encountered, and the experiences that I had, and the stories that I could tell later on. But the person was asking me, was I rich because I was going to Thailand? I said, no. I just said that I was going. That's how I feel we should do. If you want to do something, just do it. Just, you know, prepare the steps for you to do. But visualize what you want. And because someone say you can't, and my question to why can't I? Why am I letting somebody else's beliefs or thoughts or words limit to me of what their beliefs and thoughts about themselves? Because they're self-reflecting. They can't, but you can. I'm just saying. Think about it. For me, it worked out. Now, don't let what people think you should be doing or should have done or done differently make you feel any kind of way. That's their opinion. And everybody has them. Just like they got a lot of holes in their bodies. Everybody has them. And they're entitled to be that. Like I said, it's not your business what they're saying or what they think you should or could or would have done. They're not you. And you're always going to run into those people. They're always going to tell you, well, if I was, and it was like, I don't remember asking you. Or I would, okay, when I want your opinion, I ask for it. If I didn't ask for it, don't give it. If I'm asking you for advice. And I'll say, look, what do you think about this? How was my show? Did you like the show? You know, do you think, you know, did you understand it? I'll get, maybe it was interesting. Okay, well, you didn't, and that's just for me, you didn't understand it. It was out there. What do you mean out there? I didn't know. Okay, so what do you need me to explain? Maybe you're giving me thought because maybe I need to go and break it down, like for the girl for manifestation. What do I need to help you with to help you manifest? What are you not understanding? The steps to go about getting it. What do you want to do? Step working on it. Do you need to work on yourself and building up your confidence of you getting what you want? do we need to work on that you deserve it, that you should not be begging for it? Because some of us, when we manifest, we are begging. I don't beg for a darn thing. I know what I want. I deserve it. Yes, I might decide, but I deserve this. You darn right. I'm getting this. Oh, yeah, I deserve it. No one is giving me a handout. And people that say that, it's because, oh, they wish they could. So don't let others color your blessing for what you want, what you're going to get. And we do, because we're so caught up like, I want them to like me. Nope. Like I said, this message, some people are going to like it and some people are not. Some people are going to say she's full of it. Some people are going to say she's cocky. Some people are going to say whatever. But that's, again, I'm going to say it again. That's their business. That's their opinion. Is it mine? No. I'm doing this for a reason. I want you to understand for yourself. It does not matter at the end of the day. What do you feel? What do you want? Do you think you deserve it? You got to put your mind. You deserve it. If you want it, you deserve it. Now, how you get it might be a different aspect. Now, how you work about getting it, that's a different aspect too. Do you have the tools to get what you want? Are you set up to get what you so desire and you so deserve? Do you have the tools set up in you? If you have the tools, you could, good gracious gosh, good gamuga. You got it going on. You got it going on. And I'm going to say like my brother say to you, like he said to me, go, Sessy, go. My brother said it to me all the time. Whatever, go, Sessy, go. That's my encouragement. I got you. You go on and keep doing what you're doing. You keep making things happen and popping, and it will be so. I'm telling you, if this is what you desire, it will be so. And if you don't believe nothing and you having a hard time, talk to your ancestors. Talk to the people that walk before you. Talk to the angels if you need to. Talk to your higher self if you need to. Get what you want, your desire. And it don't always got to be frilly and purple and just like happy unicorns and stars and rainbows. It's not always like that. It is individual, just like I tell people about the spirit world. There's different kinds of spirits. Different kinds of spirits. If you don't believe me, ask Ori from Coffee and Ori. If you don't believe me, because he's talked about that. There's different spirits that walk around in different realms and different ways and have different ways of approaching. And as I tell you, there is no right, there is no wrong. It's just how you perceive things. Now, take it any way you want it, but think about it. Is there right and wrong? If the omnipotent one created wrong as wrong, what we call wrong, or what we call right, what we, our opinion, what wrong or right is, he created it. Is it wrong? Are you saying he omnipotent or she omnipotent one, which I believe is goddess? Was she wrong? I don't think so. But how we approach things is different. So again, don't let your past mistakes, your past failings keep you from going and accomplish what you want and your desires. Even if you've been trying to manifest and go back, just go back and think about it. Okay, all right, I didn't, but I'm still there. I'm still in the game. Don't give up. When you give up, you put yourself on reset every time. Every time you give up, you put yourself on reset. And you got to fight even harder and think in your mind, because now you have that doubt in your mind. Excuse me, spirit is trying to come through. In your mind, because you doubted yourself and you went in that closet in the back of your mind of doubthood and brought it full force. But when you go back in the back of your mind and it's like, you go, you got this. Yay, you got this. Yay, you got this. Yay, you got this. I'm here for you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We go. You got this. You got this. When you got that energy, when you are facing that energy and it's coming from the back, no matter what it is, and you're walking through it, even though it says right here, you're not getting this, but yes, You don't know. It might not be coming from that direction, but it might be coming from a whole new direction of what you want is coming another way. And that's where we mess up, because we think it's supposed to come this way. And when it don't come that way, it's like, it's not coming. No. It can come another way. Don't doubt it. Keep it up. No matter even when you're down, keep thinking it's coming. It's coming. It's having faith, or excuse me, not having faith, knowing it's coming. There's a different, you can have faith, but knowing, and I mean, you like, I got this. I know I got this. There you go. There it is. Whoop, there it is. See what I'm saying? Now you know what I'm talking about. Just saying. So, I am Dr. D. We've been on here for almost 26 minutes. And I want to say love, life, longevity, and always.